Lawmakers have heard testimony from both sides of the autism issue. The House Interim Committee on Autism heard testimony from insurance lobbyists who oppose legislation that would mandate coverage for treatment. Legislators also heard from those who have children with autism, such as Lori Unum of South Carolina, who says applied behavior analysis, while not a cure, makes all the difference.
After the five-year mark, just very recently, he called me mommy for the first time ever. So I'm really glad we didn't stop therapy at 3 years.
Kind of tough, isn't it? I never heard Papa.
Sorry.
And I know a lot of people have objections to making this an emotional thing, but ladies and gentlemen, when you live it, it is emotional. And that's what humanity is emotion in a lot of ways.
Responding to Unum's testimony is Representative Dwight Scharnhorst of Manchester, chairman of the committee. He says something has to be done, and he's heard his peers put a negative spin on the initiative to get legislation pushed through.
I'm sensing and I'm encountering the approach to what we're trying to do to help autistic families as these families actually seeking welfare. Now, that does concern me, because this is a serious issue that needs to be addressed. I mean, insurance covers a variety and so many things. We just happen to feel that autism is one of them. And that is very discouraging to me, for someone to insinuate in some way that someone is seeking something they don't deserve. These people pay insurance premiums. They deserve consideration.
The committee will meet two more times before using the testimony heard to craft autism legislation for the 2010 session. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.